WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is taking a week and a half off from discussing boundary changes of Consolidated and College Station high schools. The next discussion will take place a week from today at 3 p.m. The topic will not be part of next Tuesday's monthly meeting. At the board's last workshop this past Monday, members did not bring up a request from the parents of present and future College Station high school students to grandfather eighth graders. Superintendent Clark Ely brought up grandfathering in general.
We would love to have a conversation once we get kind of narrowed down on a couple of the options moving forward. We can go and we can show you the impact of grandfathering as it's currently recommended.
Then Dr. Ely said if the board wants, administrators could also come up with the impact of what he called less restrictive grandfathering. The Texas A&M System's first building on its new Rellis campus is officially open. Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers at the ribbon cutting of the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
It's going to be available to students, faculty, and researchers from all 11 universities, 7 state agencies, and every university in the country and every agency in the country. It's going to be available to anyone from the other 5 university systems in Texas as well.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick responded to the thanks he received from the chancellor, among others, for supporting the $70 million center.
And I'm not responsible for this building. We played a small part. It's very kind. I just know all that syrup that he poured on is because he's got another project in mind next session.
Revenue generated from research and testing is supposed to produce 50 to 100 times the cost of the center. The drivers of two big trucks were taken to the hospital following a crash on Highway 6 north of Bryan yesterday.
18-wheeler that was parked on the improved shoulder of the highway. I'm waiting on a service truck to come change out a flat tire. During that time, a box truck was traveling on the outside lane and drifted across the white fog line and struck the parked 18-wheeler on the side of the shoulder.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the box truck flipped after striking the parked semi. Northbound lanes were closed, moving traffic to one of the southbound lanes for more than 4 hours in the area of the Campbell's Creek Bridge north of Benchley. Yesterday was a busy day for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. As he was conducting his weekly visit with us, word was getting out about the retirement of House Speaker Paul Ryan. When asked about his interest in becoming Speaker, Flores says two things have to happen before anyone can worry about that.
Number one is I need to get reelected. And number two is we need to make sure we keep the Republican majority in the House.
Flores then spent the next 5 hours as a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee that questioned Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 61 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have you been searching for a new four-legged fur friend to add to your family? Come see us at Aggieland Humane Society to find your perfect match. All pit bull and pit mix breeds are only $12 to adopt from now until April 14th. We've got a great selection of precious pups hoping for forever homes. Don't miss your chance to save a life. Come see us in person at 5359 Leonard Road in Bryan or visit us online at aggielandhumane.org. Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org. Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW is the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. Brian in Navasota, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Few periods of sunshine should be able to help temperatures get above 80 degrees today. We'll be 80 to 85 with a gusty breeze. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight. After midnight, that's when the chance for showers starts to go up. Lows tonight, 65 to 70. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. Breezy with highs of 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Partial clearing, windy, cooler Saturday, 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fightin' Texas Aggie baseball is back in action tonight. The guys riding a three-game win streak. Shortstop Braden Shoemake says they're coming into the series against Alabama with a lot of momentum.
I mean, it's a great feeling in the locker room to win three straight, but we know that our work's not done. We know what it takes, though, that we feel like we know what it takes to win games in the SEC.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Braden coming up about the series. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie football still undefeated this spring. Jimbo Fisher met with the media yesterday to talk about the Maroon and White game coming up this Saturday. So we'll hear a little bit more from him. All that and more coming up in sports.
I mean, Walt Disney, who could think of a more wonderful group of people?
Yes.
I was going to play It's a Small World After All, but I figured that would probably stick in your head forever today.
True. People so, driving and run off the road
exactly.
on purpose.
Yeah, so we didn't want to do that. But in the meantime, federal agents have intercepted $2 million worth of crystal meth that has been transported from Mexico inside wax figures of Disney characters.
Oh, they ruin everything.
Oh, it's Pluto, it's Donald Duck, it's Winnie the Pooh, which is your favorite, right?
Yeah.
He does love Pooh.
Yeah. The 500
need some honey.
The 500-pound narcotics haul was seized by the DEA agents in Atlanta. Each of the figurines contained about a pound of crystal meth.
Wow.
Apparently manufactured in Mexico. And of course, these were knockoff figures. These were not
official. Going to the legit Disney World.
Yeah, not the Disney World. Going, Mom. Well, I mean, but you think about
it. Someone was on the receiving end of those things.
Yeah, and if you consider, if you go to Disney parks,
sure,
and you see that piglet that's about 3 inches tall, and they want $27 for it, you wonder why. Well, that.
Because there's crystal meth in it. $27 is a good deal.
And it depends on how pure the meth is.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. That's
cost.
True.
That's probably
if it's Walter
right.
White
shelf
stuff.
Shelf life? Yeah, I don't know.
If it's the top-notch stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Blue sky.
So if you want, now we can play Disney music all morning.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, Chelsea's going to freak out.
Are you going to do that?
I would have been excited.
Is
yeah.
that right? Really?
Disney
okay.
music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a little sing-along day.
We'll
it's not even Tuesday.
That's
sometimes
right.
they do that over on Candy. They'll do a Disney day.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. And not all of it's Disney, but they do a lot.
I had no
Frito
idea.
Because owns, like, several Disney CDs.
Oh, I had no idea.
Chelsea,
oh,
yeah. Chelsea, I think we should just sing both parts of A Whole New World.
Okay.
Okay, not today.
Scott's got a headache.
Yes, exactly.
Not today.
Well, and the only one that
he's
before,
such a party pooper.
In the old part of the show, the only Disney stuff we ever did was Beauty and the Beast because Tom was a big fan.
Oh, really?
Tom.
That remind him of his own relationship?
I'm not. You'd have to ask him. I'm just saying. I think his wife pretty much was the driving force. I mean,
gotcha.
He'd seen 27 performances of that.
Wow, that is a lot.
He would drive to other cities to see that.
Oh,
so yeah,
geez.
That's
I am a big Angela Lansbury fan.
Well, you know, that's Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
The teapot.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Arkansas town enforcing a rule banning people from having inoperable automobiles on their property.
Okay.
Because some people find them unsightly.
Really?
Imagine
really?
That.
Really? Broken down pickup truck?
Yeah.
People at the trailer park are going to be real upset about that.
That's just lawn decoration.
The town of West Memphis, Arkansas, critics call its government overreach.
Yeah.
But smart citizens know that broke down cars do devalue the nearby properties.
Sure.
If you've been to West Memphis, it can't get much more broke down than it is. I'm just saying. Last summer, a 70-year-old Michigan man named Ron Dowsel and he still is named that, by the way, was forced to remove 20 cars per month from his collection of over 200 vehicles.
Holy crap.
I mean,
wow.
That's a bunch of broke down cars.
Man, it's just a junkyard. That's what he owns.
Right.
Imagine, if you will, that people might find that to be unattractive.
Unsightly. Yeah.
The local township stops by every month now to count his progress as they enforce the blight ordinance that bans unregistered, uncovered vehicles on private property.
At least they're giving him like a timeline.
They are.
They're not saying, hey, by tomorrow, get them all out.
Get the transport.
Like they're going to evict you right off the bat.
Man.
That's right.
Haven't you ever seen hoarders?
Yeah.
That's what
they give them time. Yeah.
They do.
They give them time.
Right.
Info.
Mission.
Meanwhile, we got to get rid of these cars.
Oh.
We got 200 broke down cars. We can't be doing that.
I'm pretty glad they don't do that.
But where am I supposed to hide my crystal meth? In the Disney character, Grandma.
That's right. You put that in the trunk of the broke down car and everything's good.
May carve out the butt of this ceramic Goofy real quick. Shove some in there.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society. Full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving, depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc. The systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Good morning. Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
That's right. We need to do that. 617 News Talk 1620 WTAW. This weather thing is really going to mess us up here.
Yeah.
You know,
We're
getting acclimated. Last weekend was a great weekend for weather. Now it looks like it's going to go to hell in a handbasket tomorrow, and
right.
We'll have like a 60% chance of rain.
Yeah,
time for the maroon and white game.
Well, it'll be okay Saturday.
Okay.
But and I'll talk about it in the next newscast, but there are some issues with tomorrow and the rain.
And the parents coming in and all that.
Yeah, it's ring day.
Yeah.
There's going to be some events that are probably going to have to be shuffled around.
Yeah. Because, I mean, tonight we're looking at winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour.
Gusting.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we're looking at that stuff too.
Yep.
And
plus you rain.
Know. Yeah, and the rain on top of it. And again, it really helps a lot when that whole thing is, you know, at the former Students Association, they got that big old ring outside.
Right.
That's kind of supposed to be a backdrop thing.
Yeah, so basically, if you're not going to be around at 6:30, tomorrow will be moved inside to the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field, ring day stuff. Saturday will stay the same. I didn't even realize ring day got expanded into 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a deal.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, but anyway, so just FYI, but that'll be coming up in the 6:30 news.
Which is pretty good. After you drop tens of thousands of dollars on your kiddo, you know, they ought to do something special for you.
Right. Luckily, the Hall of Champions is still a gorgeous area, and that'll still be a nice backdrop for pictures and whatnot.
But. And so, again, tomorrow night we're down to probably 53. And it looks like Saturday's going to be at least sunshiny, but, you know, I don't know how much mud there's going to be out there.
Well, and only a high in the mid-60s.
Well, with winds out of the north at 25 miles an hour,
ooh,
too.
Good thing we're in the press box.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday nights, we're down about 40 one more time. I know.
Man.
Yeah. It's not nice.
So no, it's not nice.
If you got to do stuff outside, today's the day to get it done if you have any choice on that.
And traffic's going to be abysmal.
Oh, well, that's always fun, too. That's always fun. And it's a good thing there's no construct.
And that baseball and softball aren't. Home.
They are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun. Anyway, so happy grilled cheese sandwich day.
Yes.
Yum.
We have not one but two stories about grilled cheese sandwiches today, so we'll do that.
Did one look like Jesus?
No. Okay. I don't mean that. I mean just eating them, just
cheese,
generally.
Yeah.
And
I love
consuming them.
Yeah, tomato soup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dip it in.
Walk on your wild side.
Ooh.
Probably a self-defining thing for some people.
Sure.
Nonetheless, it's
come on, baby. Take a walk on the wild side.
It's also drop everything and read day. Nothing
okay.
wrong with doing that.
Nah.
National Licorice Day.
Nah.
If you like that. No?
Nah.
Not black licorice.
You like red?
I do.
Okay.
Twizzlers?
Yeah.
It's just something to do.
It
breaks up the boredom of life.
I kind of like red vines. That's like real old school.
Yeah. Now, this was out in California, but we were in a town out there, and they had a licorice store.
Oh,
that was
licorice.
All they had.
Okay.
And again, my wife's from Europe, and licorice is real big over there.
Right.
I never knew there were that many kinds of licorice.
That's crazy. I knew Twizzlers did some different flavors and stuff.
Don't they do like apple?
Yeah, like in an orange one and different stuff like that.
See, but I like the idea. My dad used to buy licorice. He liked it, and he'd give me some of that. And I like to be able to like chew it and then spit, you know, because that way I could think I was
dipping. Chewing tobacco. Really?
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah, I know.
Take me a pull.
Hey, when you're 4 years old, you get
that's
your kicks where you can,
that's
right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, says the girl, laughing the girl who used to do like the candy cigarette thing.
See, that's
so,
right.
You know.
There you are. Let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Saoirse Ronan is turning 24.
Man.
Now, she she was an Oscar nominee for Lady Bird, Brooklyn.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Atonement. So she's been in a lot of stuff, and again, only 24 years old.
Yep.
Brooklyn Decker, I'm a big fan. She's turning 31. Of course, she's a former Sports Illustrated cover model. She's also gotten into the acting world, and she's married to Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick, yeah.
And they live out in Austin. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. So there you go. Brendan Urie is turning 31, lead singer of Panic at the Disco. Hold on. We've got something here.
Oh, sure.
We've
Please.
Got something.
Please.
Wait for it.
I was waiting for it.
Still waiting.
It's edited.
Closing the door.
We had to make sure we got the edited version this morning. But there you go.
That guy hasn't hit a note yet. Who are these people?
Panic at the Disco.
I mean, I hate to sound like an old guy, but...
You are.
All right, thanks.
Back in my day, when music was music.
No, I'm not saying that. That just sounds like crap, honestly. But anyway.
Right. Matt McCorry is turning 32.
Yeah.
Plays Asher on How to Get Away with Murder. John Bennett Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
country singer Easton Corbin. Remember him?
Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back.
He's a little more country than that. He came to town, I think, whenever he was kind of at his height.
But
I have not heard much from him in recent years. Yeah. So he's turning 36 today. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Morrison is turning 39. Emma Swan on Once Upon a Time. Yeah. Dr. Allison Cameron on House. Marley Shelton, turning 44, plays Josh Radnor's wife, Gail, on the new NBC drama Rise.
Okay.
She was also in Scream 4. Shannon Doherty is turning 47. Prue Halliwell on Charmed.
Yeah.
Brenda Walsh on 90210. And she's actually a cancer survivor in real life, congratulations to her. But she's turning 47 today. Aren't Alexakis turning 56. Everclear's lead singer, Santa Monica.
Sure.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
We don't have it. I didn't want to bother Scott with it.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. We won't play that today.
Okay.
Vince Gill is turning 61. Here you go, Scott. Here's something a little bit more your speed.
All right, thank you.
You're just good old boys making noise. I ain't running around on you.
Yeah.
Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through.
Of course, he's married to Amy Grant.
He is.
But he's turning 61 today.
Offered a gig in Dire Straits. Turned it down.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know
that.
He
and Knopfler are good friends.
Oh, okay. Yep. Very cool. Andy Garcia is turning 62. Did you know he was born with a conjoined twin?
What?
On his shoulder. That's
what?
That's a thing. I don't know how I knew that. But Andy Garcia.
Obviously not alive.
Right.
And he was like a growth.
Yeah, he was like a little
interesting.
Ball of twin. Was just kind of on his shoulder.
That is weird.
It is weird. David Letterman turning 71 today.
Oh, Dave.
Looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, growing that beard out. Ed O'Neill turning 72. Modern Family.
Yeah.
Married with children.
Yeah.
And he was actually an NFL football player, believe it or not, because he always talks about his football days. He actually did play football. Yeah. Ed O'Neill. Well, we're talking about Ed O'Neill. Duh. John Kay turning 74. Steppenwolf.
You don't know what we can
find. We were talking about Disney.
Yeah.
So he's Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, okay. Fine. Sure.
There you go.
I saw it. I saw the connection.
I was going to do Born to be Wild, but I figured that would just be
too
cliche.
Oh, we've all heard that.
Yeah. And Herbie Hancock. Well, Rocket turning 78 today.
Claire Danes, you know her from Homeland, probably. She's a 39 today. And Scott Turow, who's an author, he's sold a book or two.
Mm-hmm.
69. Yeah, he sells a lot of airport books. That's what. And interestingly, though he's no longer with us, Tom Clancy was born on this day.
Oh, really?
Two very well-known authors. 625 right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the Mueller investigation into President Trump continues to look like there's one big partisan witch hunt. And we're now learning that the special counsel are actually investigating a $150,000 donation to the Trump Foundation made by a Ukrainian businessman. Now, it turns out that that was Doug Schoen who asked Donald Trump to do a speech on Skype, what is clearly a prime example of our two-tiered justice system. The Daily Caller pointed out the same Ukrainian businessman that donated $150,000 had donated a whopping $13 million to the Clinton Foundation since 06, and he had access to Hillary Clinton while she served as Secretary of State. Yet no one, of course, is investigating Hillary Clinton's multiple crimes. Yeah, just shred the Constitution while we're at it.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like so many of you, I suffer from insomnia, but I'm doing better than ever thanks to my friends at MyPillow and my friend Mike Lindell. Now, not only do I fall asleep faster, but I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. It's really simple. Just go to MyPillow.com or call toll-free 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and you get one of Mike's best offers ever, his special 4-pack. You get over 50% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, Mike's special 4-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two Go Anywhere pillows for over 50% off. Those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep you deserve, America. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity.
627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. How's your lawn looking? ABC Home and Commercial Services standing ready to help you out. They take a seasonal approach when it comes to lawn fertilization, and they've got hundreds of Brazos Valley lawns that they've got looking great all year long. You start paying attention to it right now because you're going to want to be outside. Either that or you're having to fight weeds. Is that an average thing for you every year? Well, ABC's got a program where they use efficient, slow-release, dry application fertilizers to make sure that you get a quality outcome. And what's the quality look like? It looks like thick, green, lush grass, whether it's St. Augustine or Bermuda or anything else. By the way, a healthy lawn can subsist on less water. That can save you money right there, too. Plus, each of ABC's highly trained specialists undergo extensive background and history screening so you can feel secure when that fertilizing team is on your property. So make the call today and make sure that you've got a great-looking lawn this summer and then all the way around the calendar. ABC, Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with new outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. New items available and more arriving soon. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Sessions on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
629, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. You don't have to call an 800 number for United. They are local. Call the pros at 846-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, 81 today for a high temperature. It will get windy, however. They're going to increase up to about 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Then tonight, a 20% chance of some showers. Probably be early in the morning type stuff, like 1 or 2 in the morning. Now, tomorrow for Friday, we got a 50-50 chance of showers, most likely after 10 in the morning. High temperature will be 83, and again, windy, 15 to 25 miles an hour. And we may get more than a quarter of an inch of rain. We'll just kind of see. Depends on where you are. 60% as we move on into the afternoon, and then the evening as well with a 60% chance of rain. Got a wind shift, and it's a different day on Saturday. Got sunshine, but a high temperature of only 65 and winds out of the north gusting to 25. And then Saturday and Sunday nights, we're down around 40. Right now, winds out of the south at 10. Mostly cloudy skies. It's 61.
Jennifer Koshinka with your money now. The business coalition opposing White House plans to levy tariffs against Chinese goods has doubled to 107 trade groups, ranging from heavyweights such as the National Retail Federation and the Security Industry Association to smaller local groups such as the San Diego Customs Brokers Association. The group's latest lobbying effort is a letter addressed to the House Ways and Means Committee warning that the impact of a trade war and tariffs would be felt by businesses, workers, farmers, and consumers throughout the U.S. and across industry sectors. Mark Zuckerberg spent 2 days on Capitol Hill seeking to placate angry lawmakers, saying he would be open to regulation to protect the privacy of Facebook users, but he often couched his willingness to embrace new rules with warnings that poor regulation can have unintended consequences. Facebook shares rallied the 2 days that Zuckerberg faced lawmakers' questions. Crude oil up 22 cents at $67.04 a barrel on Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M's Association of Former Students has tweeted tomorrow's delivery of Aggie rings has been moved to inside the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. That's due to the threat of severe weather. This applies to Friday only. Everything else stays the same for Saturday delivery at the Alumni Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Friday's weather forecast has also canceled this weekend's City of Bryan Family Campout event that has been rescheduled for October. Among those quizzing Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in the House Energy and Commerce Committee was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says Zuckerberg was apologetic and forthright, but has policymakers Flores continues to call for higher standards to protect individuals.
The other area where we need to concentrate on is fairness. Facebook has overtly been involved in censoring conservative thought. Facebook and all technology providers should be ideologically unbiased. And I think we in Congress need to find a way to say that that's the standard we expect all technology companies to live to.
The five-hour hearing followed a meeting where House Speaker Paul Ryan announced he is retiring. When asked about his interest in becoming Speaker, Flores says he's going to worry about getting reelected, then keeping a Republican majority in the House.
That's where I'm going to spend all my time and effort, and I'm not going to even think about the speakership until we get those other two things done.
So I'll talk to you again in November.
But that'd be fine.
Flores described Ryan as the ultimate selfless servant after Ryan was recruited by Flores and others for a job that Ryan did not seek. The Texas A&M System's $70 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal is officially open.
Walking through here, I know this is an investment that's going to pay great dividends to the university, to other universities, to the country, to the state of Texas. It's going to make the infrastructure more efficient for us, more affordable for us, and safer for us.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was among the speakers at yesterday's ribbon cutting. Another speaker, Senator Paul Bettencourt of Houston, says the research and testing facility at the Rellis campus will generate revenue that's 50 to 100 times the construction cost.
Multidisciplinary in not only engineering fields, but in the business world, and to also help the taxpayers on cost.
The center features staff from the system's TEES and TTI agencies. The week after the Bryan School District expands its career and technology programs, state lawmakers are meeting in Dallas to discuss workforce education.
While the state's economy continues to grow, there's still a lack of skilled labor. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says the legislature needs to address the funding of public education.
Make sure that our schools obviously have the resources that they need to make sure that we're training a future workforce.
The hearing will also address what the state can do to help develop high-growth, high-tech startups. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Next Tuesday's regular meeting of the College Station School Board will not include discussion of changing high school boundaries. That means discussion will resume a week from today at 3 p.m. Meantime, a request from many College Station high school parents at last week's public hearing was not discussed at the board's last workshop. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board once they narrow options for changing boundaries, administrators will be ready to show the impact of grandfathering as currently recommended.
And then if the board wants to consider something that's less restrictive, what impact that could have, and we could have those conversations.
CSHS parents want grandfathering extended to this year's eighth graders. Administrators are recommending grandfathering this year's ninth and tenth graders when boundary changes begin in the fall of 2019. The Texas Board of Education has given preliminary approval to creating statewide academic standards for a Mexican American Studies high school course, but only after changing the name to Ethnic Studies, which conservatives argued is less divisive. University of Texas professor Liliana Saldana was one of many supporters that flooded yesterday's state board meeting.
The TEK standards that you have before you have been carefully developed at no cost by the state, by nationally recognized MAS scholars and experienced teachers with extensive knowledge in MAS.
Students, teachers, parents, and activists also urged a consistent framework for school districts already offering Mexican American Studies courses. Traffic on Highway 6 between Bryan and Hearn was at a snail's pace most of yesterday following a crash near the Campbell's Creek Bridge. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound box truck drifted out of its lane and struck a semi parked on the paved shoulder.
That caused the box truck to flip over on its side, injuring the driver of that vehicle. The driver of the 18-wheeler sustained minor injuries. They were both transported.
Why the driver of the box truck drifted out of his lane remains under investigation. Northbound lanes were closed for more than 4 hours, forcing one-lane traffic in both directions and the southbound lanes for about 4 hours. WTAW News Time is at 6:38. It's 61 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2018 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, April 17th at 7 p.m. in Rutter Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, Donald Knuth, Professor Emeritus of Computer Science at Stanford University, and Michael Duff, Emeritus Professor of Theoretical Physics at Imperial College London. Knuth's talk, Translating the Bible into Music, will explore his recent composition, Fantasia Apocalyptica, translating the Greek text of the Revelation of St. John the Divine into organ music. Knuth will play excerpts from the piece, which he says offers valuable spiritual insights for the 21st century. Duff's talk, The Best of All Possible Worlds, will delve into his theories as to why the universe seems tailored for creatures like us. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817. That's 979-845-8817.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. Have you been inundated with flyers on your door from roofing companies you've never heard of before? The truth is, they weren't here before the storm hit, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. Our advice is simple. Go with the name the Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, 641, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Warm weather in the forecast for today. Clouds along with some sunshine. It'll be windy, 80 to 85 later this afternoon. Cloudy, breezy tonight. A couple of showers may move in after midnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, breezy for tomorrow, 80 to 85. The showers end tomorrow night, breezy, cooler, 50 to 55. Turning partly sunny, windy, and a lot cooler for Saturday, with temperatures only around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Braden Shoemake and Fine Texas Aggie Baseball are running a three-game win streak. They had a series win against LSU and also a victory against Texas on Tuesday night. Shoemake says they've got a lot of momentum going into this weekend series against Bama.
That we feel like we know what it takes to win games in the SEC and to beat very, very solid teams like LSU. I mean, they're a great club, and Texas is a great club, but we feel like we know what it takes to, from an energy, attitude, effort standpoint, to get the job done.
We'll hear a little bit more from Braden coming up talking about that series. Also, the Maroon and White game is set for this Saturday at Kyle Field. Jimbo Fisher laid out the spring game's draft format after yesterday's practice, so we'll hear a little bit from Coach coming up. All that and more in sports.
All right, there you go. So, day two for Mark Zuckerberg.
This week, we all had the chance to see members of Congress question Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Is Facebook a media company?
And if there's one thing we learned...
How many apps are there out there that you'd have to investigate?
It's this.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
Our elected officials are totally clueless. But thanks to a grant from the Department of Out-of-Date Old Codgers, an introductory course on modern technology is being made available to all senators and representatives.
Okay.
Conveniently offered on geezer-friendly 8-track, this educational wonder will provide our legislators with basic information on modern life, like how to get your VCR to stop flashing, how to change the time on your microwave, how to operate a doorknob, and how to steer a horseless carriage. While supplies last, all congressional staffers will also receive a special bonus tape on the wonders of indoor plumbing. So if you're convinced your elected officials are still living in the Stone Age, this definitely isn't the answer, but it can't hurt.
Yesterday on The Five, Greg Gutfeld said this was the best advertisement for term limits I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great point. Great point.
These people don't know what it is. They let their staffers write questions. And, of course, we talked to Congressman Flores about it yesterday, saying they don't even pay attention to the other guys who are asking questions.
Right.
So they may ask the same questions over again.
And the thing is, Facebook is not that new. It's not, you know, I wouldn't, if somebody of that age was really confused about what Snapchat is, I would understand a little bit more. But Facebook is something that I feel like most people would be familiar with, no matter what age.
One of the things that Zuckerberg did several times, which was really smart, was he said, Congressman or senator, depending on the day, I don't understand what your question is. Well, by then, coming back with the dreaded follow-up to them, hell, they have no idea.
They don't know what the question is. Right.
Staffer wrote it for them. And again, it's amazing that so many of them use these social media tools because they have a staffer who does it for them.
Right.
But they got no concept.
Oh, yeah.
What
I'm on
about.
Facebook. I'm on Facebook.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. They have no idea what it is. And again, they're making Zuckerberg out as a bad guy for this information that, again, is willingly given by people who sign up.
Tying your arm behind your back or holding your arm behind your back.
And you're the one who wants to share all this stuff with people.
Right.
They take it. They glean it out. They find out. Look, as I've talked about before, the companies that do credit checks have been doing this stuff for 40 years. It's just that Zuckerberg was able to take more data and put it together, and then they can just kind of parse it out as to what you're looking for.
Well, and I kind of giggled at the comment yesterday where he said your user agreement sucks. Who reads those anyway?
Exactly.
Who reads those?
And that's one of the things that Congressman Flores said. They need to make that simpler. Well, you know, it's legalese. I don't know how they can.
Right.
Nice idea to try, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if I've ever, I mean, I signed up for Facebook back in 2007. So
right.
I assume whatever I signed up for the user agreement, I don't even remember.
Yeah, right? When you were 17 years old.
It's very true.
And I'm sure I read all the fine print.
And so once again, this is government trying to protect us from things that we did that weren't in our best interest. And after all, isn't that what government's supposed to do? Two things. Give us a job, right? They're supposed to create jobs. I don't know when that started.
Give me a J-O-B.
That's right. And number two is if something happens that you did that you shouldn't have, you want the government to protect you from it or extract you from whatever that situation is. So anyhow, there we are. And there were no really one-word answers to be had. Thanks a lot, Congress. We feel so much better.
I feel a lot better about Facebook.
Yeah, now that you've spent 2 days grilling him, then that's fine. And guess what? Their stock's back up. They're going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what else.
Well, and the best thing that Zuckerberg could do, which he did, was say, we've made a lot of mistakes. Like, it's not like he just sat up there and was like, oh, no, we've not done nothing wrong. I mean, he definitely admitted that things were failing.
The thing that is most important out of all this is if there has been a bias politically.
Right.
Then they do need to fix that.
I agree.
And he generally seems to think that there has been.
Yeah.
But look, that starry-eyed, 20-somethings who are liberal and think that, the world is fine because they work at a place where they get free massages and free food for lunch and workout rooms and think rooms, that everybody ought to have that. Mm-hmm. So, again, a little bit of entitlement from the people who work at Facebook. So we'll see if they learn from this, then I suppose then that will probably be good. But, again, we're always going to have consumers out there who don't pay attention and they'll just check the box.
Yep.
Like on that app I downloaded today. Where I could find kitten videos anytime I want.
Are you serious?
The box.
I'm not serious. No, 648.
You need a plumber. You need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500. or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you grow a plant in a container, you put it on a pedestal. It becomes superior within its surroundings, the prominent plant if it's part of your garden. Cluster a few of these hero plants in an important corner and watch the admiring glances. Container gardening is for everyone. I'll be back with details right after this message.
If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com.
One of the best reasons for growing plants in pots is that you control their environment completely. You determine the soil mix in which they're growing, so you can add a little organic matter, retain moisture, or mix in sand or expanded shale to improve the drainage. You can move the plant out into the sunlight or push it back into the shade, whatever the plant needs. You can shelter it from frost, and you can move it right out front when it's at its prime. Container plants become the personality of your entire garden. Whether you have just a few square feet or acres, container plants perform landscaping magic. You want to start with a quality container. Terracotta pots are very good. They're natural looking. They're heavy enough. They won't tip over in the wind. They're available in a wide range of shapes, sizes, and styles. White clay pots are also excellent, but choose types with thick sidewalls. They hold up better in extended use year after year. You also will find some beautiful glazed pottery now and faux pots. There are lots of options. You'll also want to use loose, highly organic potting soil. You can buy pre-mixed, lightweight soils, or you can mix your own by blending 50 to 60% Canadian sphagnum peat moss with 20 to 25% finely ground pine bark mulch, 10% expanded shale or washed brick sand. That kind of artificial soil will have no native nutrition, so you need to provide all the needed fertilizer elements, trace elements, and macro elements as well. You want to include some really unexpected plants in your container garden. Many of our common foliage plants are really striking when they're grown outdoors in the shade during the summer. Crotons are colorful, and Philodendron Xanadu has richly textured foliage. Sink pots of vertical Sansevierias partially into the ground as a backdrop for a shaded garden, and then feature smaller container plants in the foreground. There are so many great options. Look for unusual containers as well. They'll be in specialty pottery shops, in antique malls. They'll be living in piles of lumber in your garage. Be creative. Old inoperative hanging fountains are spectacular for cascading plants against brick walls. Put a bunch of baskets up. Use screw eyes, cables, and pulleys to position the hanging baskets exactly where you want them, especially from the limbs of large trees. Hang a collection of bromeliads for an exotic look. Buy a wrought iron plant stand, perhaps an antique, and start a collection of unusual miniature plants. Use drip irrigation to conserve moisture, also to make watering easier. I'm Neil Sperry. Assessing the progress of your turf grass will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up to take part in the annual Maroon and White game this Saturday. New coach Jimbo Fisher laid out the spring game's draft format following yesterday's practice.
Well, we got all the seniors. There's like five. I don't have the list exactly with me. There's like six or seven of them on one side, six, seven on the other. And they get a group and they can collectively get to pick. And then, like, for instance, if you pick one quarterback, the opposite quarterback automatically goes to the other team, then the other team gets a pick. And we'll flip for the opening pick, and then first team gets one pick, and the next guys get two. They get to two, and then we'll alternate back and forth till everybody's picked, and we'll divide our teams.
Now, the spring game will mark the first time in front of the 12th man for many of the players, as well as Fisher. But Coach says he's not sweating it.
No. Well, I'll wave at him, say hello. I'm going to stack everybody. I'm the commissioner. I ain't the coach. You can't blame this on me. I ain't coaching either team. I'm the commissioner. I sit back. I'm like Goodell. Now, you can boo me like Goodell.
Kickoff is Saturday at 4 p.m. at Kyle Field. 19th-ranked Aggie baseball is back in action tonight as the guys play host to SEC foe Alabama. Now, with his team riding a three-game win streak, Aggie shortstop Braden Shoemake says the guys are playing with a lot of momentum.
I mean, it's a great feeling in the locker room to win three straight, but we know that our work's not done. We know what it takes, though, that we feel like we know what it takes to win games in the SEC and to beat very, very solid teams like LSU. I mean, they're a great club, and Texas is a great club. But we feel like we know what it takes to, from an energy, attitude, effort standpoint, to get the job done.
Lefty John Doxakis is set to take the mound for the Aggs, while junior Sam Finnerty goes for the Crimson Tide. First pitch is tonight at 8 o'clock at Blue Bell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M senior Maddie Zarek has earned SEC Women's Golfer of the Week honors for the second straight week, following a first-place finish at last weekend's McNamara Invitational. Meanwhile, Walker Lee was pegged SEC Men's Freshman of the Week after grabbing his first collegiate victory at the Aggie Invitational. So congratulations to both. Max Kepler smacked two home runs, including the walk-off winner in the bottom of the ninth, as the Minnesota Twins edged the Houston Astros yesterday 9-8. Here's Stroh skipper A.J. Hinch.
There was a lot in that game that could have gone a little bit better for us, but obviously proud of the way we fought back, and they hung in there too, and they came back from a tough blow losing an 8-1 lead. So weird game all the way around. For them to win on one big swing is frustrating.
And with the loss, the Stros fall to 9-4 on the season. Up in Arlington, the Texas Rangers were no match for the LA Angels as they fell to the Halos 7-2. Now, as to add insult to injury, Texas shortstop Elvis Andrews suffered a broken right elbow when he was hit by a pitch in the ninth inning.
X-rays show a fracture in the right elbow. However, we'll get better pictures tomorrow and have more information for you. But that's where we're at this moment.
Rangers manager Jeff Banister, his squad now sits at 4-10 on the season. Anthony Davis had 22 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 3 steals as New Orleans Pelicans spoiled the San Antonio Spurs season finale last night, 122-98. But not to worry, San Antonio enters the postseason as the Western Conference's 7th seed and will face Golden State in the first round. Now out on the West Coast, Willie Cauley-Stein racked up 22 points and 11 boards to help the Sacramento Kings finish the regular season with a 96-83 win over the shorthanded Houston Rockets. Houston, which rested most of its top players, still wraps up the season with the best record in the league. The Rockets will take on Minnesota in a first-round series matchup. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As Brazos County District Clerk, I will focus all of my energy on 3 priorities: public service, service to the courts, and employee efficiency and retention. As District Clerk, the Clerk's office will improve in all 3 of these priorities, creating an office that would be admired not just in the region, but throughout the state of Texas. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, in the Republican runoff election on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Are you going to burn your entire weekend doing your taxes because you've put it off? Hey, just get in touch with H&R Block. You can call and make an appointment, or you can just drop your stuff by any of their 4 locations here in the Bryan-College Station, Brazos Valley area, and let the tax pros take care of it. Because if you haven't started because it's too complex, or you think you're going to owe money, then let the pros at H&R Block handle that for you. They'll look for the last possible deduction that you can get And, you know, it may end up being better news than you thought, but most importantly, if it's too complicated for you, let the expertise of H&R Block solve the problem for you. They've got four locations in College Station. They're on Texas Avenue in the Cole Shopping Center. Two locations in Bryan, one at the corner of 29th Street and Carter Creek Parkway, and the other Bryan location is next to the Kroger on Boonville and in Caldwell. They're located on Highway 21 across from the Convention Center. They're open late, and they're ready to serve you. This year, let H&R Block do the taxes for you.
Dang, Jack, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just had my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe, but at least I didn't forget Jackrabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today. Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, 81 today, but kind of breezy. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour out of the south. 70 tonight, 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow early, then 60% tomorrow night. And we're going to have a wind shift, and it's going to be different on Saturday. 65 with winds out of the north. 62 now, WTAW College Station, Bryan, a Bryan Broadcasting Station.
The missiles, President Trump said, are coming. Haven't hit Syria yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He did tweet this morning. He never said when. Could be very soon or not soon at all. Reacting to the reported deadly chemical attack in the U.S. may have help attacking Syria. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, the U.S. has been consulting France and Britain about responding to Saturday's suspected gas attack. French President Emmanuel Macron telling French network TF1
Nous avons la preuve que la semaine...
that France can prove the Syrian president's regime has been using chemical weapons. UK Prime Minister Theresa May has met with her cabinet this morning here in London, but she does face pressure.
More bombing, more killing, more war will not save life.